I think there's something that we do really well as human beings, and that's not let the word of the Lord pass through our hearts. And what I mean by that is that there's a commonality in humanity. We've seen it in all three readings. We know it from our own lives. We know the right thing to do. We hear about it all the time. God is telling us how much He loves us. He's telling us about the law, but then something is disconnected inside of us, and we don't do what we know is right. We don't do what we're taught. In the first reading, Moses says to the Israelites, "Here are the commands. All you have to do is follow them. God has laid these out for you, and all you have to do is follow." And we know the story of salvation history. We know the story of ourselves and our lives, that the Israelites failed time and time and time again. St. James writes his letter in the second reading, and he says, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of it. Allow the word that you hear to come into your ears and into your heart and into your soul, and then do what you're taught to do. But we know how that story ends, because we fail. I can attest to that, because I'm here 4 to 5 hours every week with long lines of confession, because we just fail time and time again. We hear the words, but we don't do it. And probably the captain of all of these is the gospel today, the Pharisees, who Jesus always uses as an example to say, look, these are some guys that claim that they're holy. They know the law. They know the commands, but they don't let the word of the Lord pass through their hearts. They do what they want to do, and they hold people to a standard that's sometimes unattainable. And so Jesus says to the Pharisees, look, you guys need to let the word of the Lord pass through your hearts, because there's nothing outside, there's nothing exterior that's going to defile you. All the stuff that you struggle with, it comes from inside. It comes from your heart and your soul. It comes from what you put inside yourselves that defiles you. And you know, my friends, we've seen it too in the church. Over the last couple of months, we've seen these stories of ways that priests and bishops aren't allowing the word of the Lord that's come into their ears manifest themselves in their actions. And we're hurting from it. And we're a broken people because of it. But what Jesus tells us today, in all of these occasions, with the Israelites, with St. James's letter, with the Pharisees, what's going on with the church, we learn from Jesus. He says, don't cling to human tradition, because if you cling to what humans do, you're going to be disappointed. He says, cling to me. Cling to Jesus. That's the message that we have today. That in the midst of the brokenness, in the midst of the sadness, in the midst of the despair, in the midst of the pain of our lives, we cling to Jesus. Because we know He is our rock, we know He is our anchor, He is the one that will never let us down. His love is truly amazing. And He tells us He's never going to leave us, He's never going to abandon us, He's going to be there. So my friends, understanding human nature, understanding how sometimes we aren't able to allow the word of the Lord to come into our hearts and change our lives, we know that the Lord is here for us, and we can cling fast to Him, we can hold on to Him, because we know that He is the one that will always be there for us. So we come before the Lord because we cling to Jesus. We don't cling to human tradition. We don't cling to our sinfulness or our brokenness or to our pain, but we cling to Jesus because He is always there to give us hope. He's there to give us love. He's there to give us life. Moses was speaking to the Israelites, and he says, you have this incredible law that the Lord has given you. He's given this great nation a gift. He says, first of all, He's given you a gift because the Lord is close to you, and He loves you, and He's never going to abandon you. So He says, Israelites, you are God's chosen people. He's here with you. And the other incredible gift you have as a nation is you have the gift of the law. The law of the Lord, which is perfect. Moses says to the Israelites, don't add or take anything away from this law because it's love. A little antidote, just to kind of compare it. I have a hobby. I like to make my own ice cream. And I call it Holy Cow Creamery. And if you're interested in it, we're going to have some for sale at the Paris Festival on October 13th, so you can try it and see for yourself if it's any good. I love making ice cream. And one of the things that I will say to people is, like, the ice cream is awesome. Like, you can't make it any better. in a previous assignment, I made some for one of the elementary school kids, and the teacher brought in like all these sprinkles and whipped cream and cherries and syrups and toppings, and she said, "Hey, Father, I brought this for your ice cream." And I'm like, "Wait, what? You can't improve Holy Cow Creamery. Like, there's nothing you could add to it that would make it better." Well, in a much greater way, that's what God's saying about His law. He's saying, "My law, my love is awesome. It's perfect the way it is. Just follow it. Don't take anything away from it. Don't add anything to it. It's great the way it is." And that's why we come to the Lord, because He is perfection. That's why we cling to the Lord, because there's no other place we can go. And there's nothing that's going to be better than the love of our Lord. So we come to Him because we cling to Him. We hold on to Him. We know that in the brokenness and the sadness and the sorrow that we endure, all of the pain that goes on in our lives, we cling to Jesus because He's going to be there for us. And His law is going to help change our hearts. His love is going to change our hearts. And what Jesus is warning the Pharisees is, He says, don't get so caught up in the letter of the law. Like, don't get caught up in the fact that you didn't wash your hands X number of seconds, or you didn't clean all of these utensils the way you're supposed to before you had dinner. He says, no, let's focus on the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law is making our hearts clean, of making sure that inside ourselves, the Lord's love is going to help us. And in some way, what's going on with the church is this purifying light of Jesus that's going to come and help clean up all the stuff that's going on. Look, I don't have all of the answers on what's going on, but we're just going to keep praying. And we're going to trust. And we're going to hold and cling to Jesus, because He is going to be the one that gives us hope. He is the one that's going to give us strength. We come to the Lord because His law, His love, can change our hearts and our lives. When I was ordained a deacon, the bishop held out the book of the Gospels as part of the rite of ordination. It's a beautiful part of the rite. The bishop holds out the book to the man being ordained a deacon, and he puts his hands on the book. And the bishop says to him, "Receive the gospel whose herald you now have become." He says, "Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach." That's the story of conversion. We receive the word. We receive the law of love. And we're invited to read it. Not to just let it sit there on our coffee table and collect dust, but actually open up the word of the Lord and read it. And then when we read it, we are called to let that word soak into our hearts so that we can believe. And then when we become disciples, when we believe what we're reading, then it gives us the strength to teach others this incredible gift of love. And when we teach others this beautiful gift, then it gives us a chance to practice what we teach. To let the word of the Lord, to let His law come into our hearts. The law that's been written on our hearts by God's love. And we share that love by first reading it, then believing it, then teaching it, then practice what we teach, so that we, hopefully, can make this world a better place by the incredible love of our Lord. So as we continue our celebration today, we cling to our Lord Jesus. We cling to His love. We cling to the hope that He gives us, because we know that He's always here with us. And we ask the words of the Lord. We ask that His law of love touch our hearts, take root in our souls, so that we can be disciples, so that we can share with the world this incredible gift of God's love for all of us.